Esau after so many years and their reconciliation, and how Esau says that he's going to march to his place and Yaakov says he'll go to his place, but eventually they'll meet together. So he writes how in our time, we see how Esau is coming along. Now, if you read that today, it's almost heartrending to see how he misread Esau. But in the 1850s, 1860s, the Jews in Germany, the Orthodox Jews in Germany, felt that they had a secure and good place there, and that that was their home. And his idea, the Reform idea, where he differed from Reform, I mean, not only in terms of observance, naturally, I mean, the Hirschian principles were not to let go of any halacha under any circumstances. Again, the legend is told, but it's authenticated by eyewitnesses, that somebody once came to the shul in Frankfurt with an umbrella on Yontiv, and he threw him out of the shul for bringing an umbrella on Yontiv to shul. And the Hirschian Kehila was meticulous in its personal observance. But in his Weltanschauung, he said that Judaism was a religion with a mission. God had placed the Jewish people in the world with a mission. The mission was to civilize the world, and that was what Judaism stood for. That's what it was. And therefore, the role of each and every Jew was to be an observer of Torah, and by being an observer of Torah, he fulfilled his highest ideal. Hirschfer did not really speak in terms of Klal Yisrael, the general group of Israel, as much as he spoke in terms of the individual Jew. And the individual Jew could he didn't deal with the problem of Jewish nationalism. He didn't deal with and maybe that's one of the reasons why the Hirschian Kehila was never strong on the political end of the rebuilding of the Jewish Commonwealth in Israel, because that problem would have caused tremendous problems to Jews in the 19th century who lived in Germany, because that would force them to say again that Germany was not, that they didn't have roots in Germany. And here they did have roots in Germany. So even though in all respects Eretz Yisrael, etc., was all holy and etc. to them, but it was not immediate. It was not a problem that had to be dealt with. And he disagreed completely with the idea of Reform that said that Judaism was a religion that evolved and that it grows and changes in the times. He saw it as a metaphysical religion given by God to a certain chosen people, and that certain chosen people would carry it throughout history and wherever they existed. And the purpose of every individual Jew was to be part of that group of people, and individually in his life to push it forward. Now, Hirsch also, in his uncompromising stance against Reform, Hirsch separated his Kehila from the general Jewish Kehila. In other words, he would not be part of a Kehila that was administered by Reform Jews. Now, in Germany, the administration of the Kehilas lay in the hands of Reform Jews, and the distribution of monies and of everything else. However, certain religious facets of life were left in the hands of the Orthodox. They took care of the kashrus. They took care of the old cemetery. These things were like bones that were thrown to them that they could